All right, hey, if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, read any of my blogs, my emails, my YouTube channel, you know that I've had some really low points in the past as a contractor, like the time that I took a phone call from an angry client on Christmas morning, and you know, things like that. Guys, listen, this road that I've traveled is why I'm so passionate about helping you build a stronger business, and I really want to help smaller contractors skip the lessons, the painful lessons that I went through, and jump right into the good stuff, okay? Where you're doing more than just barely paying the bills, okay? But you are building the type of life, you're building the type of business that you can be proud of. And so that's why I want to tell you about, you know, we have a couple different programs. Our flagship program is the Contractor Sales Academy. So we go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com. You can check that out. But listen, I know that's not for everybody. I know some of you are like, man, I need help, but I just can't swing the monthly nut for the CSA. And that's why we put together our program called Accelerate. It is a 90-day program for contractors who are a little tight on cash, but they want some help. And so I'm going to invite you to head to motorhard.com/accelerate, and you're going to get daily lessons delivered to your email inbox each morning for 90 days. And there are things that you can act on right now, okay? And most of the lessons, most of the videos and stuff are under 10 minutes. Most are like a minute or two. But you're going to get guidance in mindset stuff, okay? Because honestly, the person in the mirror is often our greatest enemy. You're going to learn how to be a better leader. And you're going to learn how to sell better. You're going to learn how to market better and tell your story better. You're going to learn how to stop bleeding money, okay, by actually getting a handle on your operations. It's one thing to sell a job at a high price. It's another thing to actually produce the job and make the money. And then we're going to dig into some finance stuff, some budgeting things, and all that other stuff that is going to add to your bottom line. So, and to top it off, you'll have, even after the 90 days, you're going to get lifetime entry to our private Facebook group where you have access to me and some of my other coaches, where you can throw questions out to the group and really learn from others who are going through the things you are. You could share your wins. You can ask for help. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, we're there for you. So go to motorhard.com/accelerate today, and we look forward to seeing you on the other side. Motor hard and rock on. Hey, welcome to episode 103 of the Strongpreneur Podcast, where we are building uncommon contractors. And today I want to talk quickly about four reasons that you should raise your prices immediately. We talk a lot about money here on this podcast, because, you know, like it or not, you need money to live. You need money to run your business. You need money to have a future. And so let's not run from it. Let's deal with the money issues. And so here are four reasons that you as a contractor today need to raise your prices. All right. Number one, there's a ton of non-billable time being thrown around in your business right now. Listen, if you're one of the guys that's running around doing free estimates, okay, the average contractor of all sorts spends approximately 4 hours of his life between driving around in traffic to and from estimates with just one estimate, tap dancing in front of the homeowner for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. And then you think about the revisions that you do and typing things up and all the follow-up calls that you make just to sell a job that might be $2,000. Okay. So there's a ton of non-billable time there. You got non-billable time for any meetings that you're doing. Maybe you go back out to meet the client for something, and or maybe you're doing some company meetings. You're doing a safety meeting in your company. You're doing some training in your company. Guys, non-billable time will absolutely suck the cash out of your business in a hurry. So you've got to raise your prices to make sure that you can offset that a little bit. All right, second reason that you need to raise your prices right now, and that's the reason of the unforeseen conditions. All right. Listen, estimating and bidding in the trades is part art and it is part science. And, you know, you've got there's so many things you can't control that are unforeseen. And obviously you should have some clauses in your contract with your clients that talk about unforeseen conditions, but I'm not just talking like you, you know, an act of God type stuff, you know, but you know, listen, you could have a lot of rain and then it's all muddy and it slows your production down, right? That's an unforeseen condition when you bid the job. Maybe there's, you know, all the wood rot and all that other stuff that you come across. You got to make sure that you're protected for those unforeseen conditions. But what about the things like, just never saw this one coming, you know, the chatty client, you know, who's out hanging with you or your crew because they're bored, they don't have any friends, and they're bringing you lemonade every 5 minutes, and they're talking your ear off, and there's this, guys, there's so many different things in a business that you just don't see coming. Things like even the economy, okay? You have no control over those unforeseen conditions in the economy. You have no control over when people buy. People buy on their time frame, not on ours. And so maybe you're bidding work, and you got all this, you know, stuff, you know, lined up, and then for whatever reason, people are not ready to pull the trigger or a job gets delayed. Just unforeseen stuff that's not your fault, but it just happens. You've got to make sure that you got a buffer of cash in the bank. And one of the ways you do that is you make more money on the jobs you're doing now. Third reason that you need to raise your prices is simply cheap attracts cheap. Listen, cheap clients, they're going to be like drawn to cheap contractors. So if you know, when you want to repel the wrong type of clients, we're going to get into that in some of our future episodes of this. But when somebody goes to your website, when they see their truck, when they see how you're dressed and your uniforms and your shirts and things like that, they should automatically, if they're cheap, they should go, oh, whoa, these guys are not for me. Okay. That's why I'm a big fan of content marketing and doing videos and talking about money on your website. And things like that is so that you can repel the wrong types of people. So if you're too cheap, you're going to attract cheap clients who often tend to be more picky and things like that. And then the other side of that is, guys, when you attract cheap clients and they refer you to their friends, they're referring you to more cheap people. So you're building this database of past clients that are just a bunch of cheap people that are going to whine and gripe and bitch about your prices all the time. You don't need that in your life. There's too much other crap going on for you to attract cheap clients. So raise your prices. Fourth reason today that I want to talk about is the seasonal ups and downs. Like I said earlier, people buy when they're ready, but you know, I've got clients who live in warm climates where it never rains, and the whole first quarter of 2017 it rained on them, and they were unable to actually produce work because of the amount of rain that they had gotten. Guys, there's seasonal ups and downs of leads and sales and demand and things like that that you honestly don't always have control over. So you need to make sure that you have cash in the bank that you've stored up because you were charging enough before in order to weather those seasonal ups and downs. Okay, listen, we are not like the big corporations, you know, small contractors, you know, small businesses. We're not like big corporations that have, you know, gobs and gobs of money sitting in the bank for when we have an off month. Okay, generally, you need to make sure that you are charging enough money that you are not looking to make it up on volume and all that other stuff. The rules for a larger corporation do not apply to a small contractor. All right. You have to charge a lot more money than you think you do in most cases in order to just break even. Okay. Let alone build the type of life and the future that you want for you and your family. All right. So guys, listen, raise your prices. I want to challenge you on the next five bids, five estimates or whatever, however you do it, proposals that you go out on. Whatever your number is, I want you to bump it up 20%. Okay. Some of you should do it 100%, but just start with 20%. And here's the cool thing. If you do it on the next five, you might not win. You might win two of them where before you'd win three or four. And but you're going to make more money. You're going to attract better clients who are going to respect you, respect what you do, and they're going to see the value in what you do. And those are the types of people that you want to build your business around. All right, so raise those prices. Step on the gas right now too, guys. We are in June of 2017, if you're listening to this later, and this is the time when you're busy, the phone is ringing and things are happening. This is when a lot of guys stop marketing. They get complacent. They go, oh, I'm 8 weeks out. I'm 12 weeks booked. And they take their foot off the gas, and then November rolls around and they're freaking out. So I want to warn you again, step on the gas, be more aggressive now than you've ever been to grow your business. And with that, we'll talk to you later. Travis bringing the guitars and Motor Hard.